Okay, today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Lamed Hey. Lamed Hey. Today's shiur has two sponsors. Today's shiur is sponsored by Refuah Shleima Miriam Nechama Basara. Miriam Nechama Basara, and it's also sponsored Le'ili Nishmas Menachem Yitzchak Ben Yaakov Yisrael. On the occasion of his yahrzeit, the father of Henry Orlinsky, dedicated by Henry and Mindy Orlinsky. We thank them for the sponsorship. Okay, so let's continue now. We are on Lamed Dalet Amud Beis. Scheduling note, today's shiur and tomorrow's shiur, Be'ez Hashem, will be new from this cycle, but then I'll be traveling back to Eretz Yisrael, and a couple of daftim will be put up from the last cycle until we pick up again Be'ez Hashem regular schedule a couple days later. Okay, so let's go now. We're in the middle of Lamed Dalet Amud Beis. About a little more than halfway down the Y lines, towards the end of the line, for Rebbe Meir. For Rebbe Meir, this is what we picked up, left off with a couple of years ago. So we had a machlokes tanoim about being dan balayla. If you remember the Mishnah, this parak is all about the differences between Didi Mamadis and Didi Nefashis. The Mishnah said at the beginning of the parak on Daf Lamed Beis that by Didi Mamadis you could start off by day and you could finish at night. Done it by Yom V'Gomer Balayla. Didi Nefashis, no, done it by Yom V'Gomer by Yom. We had a machlokas also, Achronim, is that why is Gemar Din okay Balayla? Is that because you started by day? That's why you're allowed to finish at night? Or Stam, it's a separate Din. We discussed that from the Ksos and from the Granat and from others. But we had a Shita of the Tanam here on Lamed Dalet Amud Beis, the Shita of Rabbi Meir, that Didi Mamadis is possible Balayla, period. You cannot even do even the Gemar Din at night, based on the parallel and the Gzeirah Shavah to Sara'as. Negat Sara'as can only be viewed during the day. So, now, says the Gemara, V'Rebbe Meir, Hai V'Shaftu Es'am B'Chaleis Maidarish Bey. What does Rebbe Meir do with that pasuk, which the other Shita teaches me that he could even have some din, Gemar din Balayla. So what does Rebbe Meir do with that pasuk? B'Chaleis Amarav Alasuye Yom Hamu'unan. To teach me, you're allowed to do din Imamanis even on a cloudy day. What's the chiddush that's on? Because the Mishnah says in Maseches Negayim that you can't do negat saras. One is not allowed to see negat saras on a cloudy day. Titznan ain roanas on negayim shachris ubein harabayim. You're not allowed to see negayim early in the morning ubein harabayim or late in the afternoon, because both of those one wouldn't see the properly. The light of the sun isn't strong enough in order to give you a true view of the nega. V'lo b'toch habayis, and you also should have view it in the house. V'lo b'yom ha'muda, nor on a cloudy day. V'b'reisha keha nireis aza, because on those types of days, a weak nega appears like a deep and intense nega. V'lo b'tzarayim, and not mamish right at noon. V'b'reisha aza nireis keha. So you have to see it in the late morning, in the early afternoon, where there's specific times to see negayim. And again, that's not looking for a kula or a chumra. That's just trying to have an honest view of what the nega is. So that's the chiddush, even though Rebbe Meir compares mamonis to negoim, but on a yom ha'me'unan, one is allowed to do dini mamonis, even though one is not allowed to view negoim. Sounds like Mizban said that we know in Hilchas Nida when we have Maris of Ksamim, right? Also, the Rav is able to not to go to a specific place in order to get a appropriate view, where one doesn't look at it inside, outside, the sun, the shaded sun, all the different misoras that the Baalei Roe Maros half. V'Rebbe Meir, and now we continue, Rebbe Meir who learns the Hekesh from Negoim, Hai B'yom Anchilos Panamai Avalei, what does he do with that pasuk? He doesn't need that pasuk to teach me that something is B'yom and not Balayla, because he says it's not Balayla either. So what does he use that pasuk for? So Ha'umi Baile, he uses it for what we had back in Meseches Baba Basra. Look at the Tani, Rabba Bar Chanina, Kamed Rav Nachman, V'haya B'yom Anchilos Panav, on the day that a person is manchil his children, that's Yerusha. So the Gemara says, on the day, biyomata mapal nachlos v'yetamama nachlos balayla. During the day, a person is mapal nachlos, one creates Yerusha, and not by night. Says the Gemara, what does that mean? Amar lei, elamayata, mandashacha biyamama yarsun le banei, mandashacha balayla lo yarsun le banei. What, only if somebody dies during the day, his kids are going to get Yerusha? And if he dies at night, not? Well, what does that mean? B'yom. Right? Yerusha is the only mitzvah, we spoke about this then, could be, according to one understanding, the only mitzvah that one could only perform after they are no longer alive. Right? All other mitzvahs one could only perform when they're alive. Nachla Yerusha, when does Yerusha kick in? So it might kick in, you know, conceptually, it might kick in the second before somebody dies, and then this wouldn't be an exception to the rule, or it might be after, as long as, and the way to be mevatel the mitzvah is to do something forehand to make it not kick in when the time is, it's supposed to kick in. But either way, the Gemara asks, what, Yerusha only kicks in if somebody dies during the day? That can't be. Dilma, maybe this is what Rav Nachman says. Rav Nachman says, maybe this is what you, Rav Bar Chanina, meant. Dilma, din nachlas ka'amrit? Do you mean to say that the din of nachla, that Yerusha has the status of din for certain halachos, as follows? Detanya, v'haisal b'nei Yisrael chukas mishpat. As it says in the end of the section of Yerusha, it should be for a chukas mishpat. What does that mean? Ora'a kalaparsha kula lios din. That is categorizing all of Yerusha to be somewhat in the category of din. What does that mean? Kid review the Marav, and here we get to the Nafkamina. Dam review the Marav. Review the Marav says the Gemara Shlosha, Dam review the Marav, Shlosha Nechzul Levakar Zachola. Three people that go to visit the sick, but they are, not there just to visit the sick, they're there to also, take testimony or listen to what the person is going to have to say. So, Ratzah Kosid, Ratzah Osid did. They're listening to his will. They're able to either write it, write down, and be witnesses to his will, Ratzah Osid did, or they can actually be the Dayanim. Shnayim, that's if there are three people, because three people could be a bezdin. But Shnayim, Kosin Vein, Osindin. But two people who go and visit someone who is sick obviously can't be a bezdin. There are only two. So Kosvin, they could be Edim, the Ein Osindin, and they can't be Dayanim. But one more line, V'amr of Chizda, Lo Shanu Ela Bayom. This is only, the distinction is only Bayom, that's when they could be Edim or Dayanim. Aval Balayla, Kosin Vein, Osindin. But if they only come at night, so then they cannot be Dayanim. That's the connection of Nachla to Din. That if the Nachla is at night, it also has a status of some type of Dinim Aminus, and therefore they can only be Edim at night, that cannot be Dayanim at night. And once they are Edim, Mishum Dahavilu Edim, then they cannot switch Vein Einasa Dayan. And then one Ein in a case cannot turn into a Dayan. And that is the Halachic Nafkamina for Yerusha being compared to Din, which requires Yom. So this is all a question from Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says to Rabbi Bar Chanina, so this drasha that you told me, is this what you meant? This halacha? Right, it can't be that if a person only dies by day, is this what you meant? Amar la'in hachikamina. He says, yeah, that's what I meant. That's what I meant. That's the nafkamina in terms of Yom and not Laila. So there's a lot to discuss on these couple of lines. We discussed it in back in Baba Basra. Also, just to mention one or two points. Again, number one, the last principle of Ein Einasa Dayan. An aid cannot be a dayan. So what's the svar for that? So Tosfos in a few places, we had it back on Daf Tes. If we turn back right here, this Pesachta, we turn back 27 pages or so. Tosfos discusses Tes Amid Aleph, the two svaras given in the Rishonim. Why ein einas adayan? The second half of Tosfos Bizman. Tosfos says Nira Lari. The Tataima de ein einas adayan Nira. O mishum de beinon edus she'atoyachol lahazima. Number one, edus requires to be hazamable, if that's a word, right? It has to be able to be huzam. And therefore, if there is an ed that becomes a dayan, that dayan will not accept any ede mazimin against himself, because that would not be good for him. So it wouldn't be edus she'atoyachol lahazima, and that's why an ed cannot become a dayan. V'kivet she'edim ba'atzmam danin, well, yitzu l'kabal hazam aleidusan. Number one, it's based on a svara. Number two, the other suggestion given is a gzeres akasif. O mishum dechsiv, Tosfos says, v'amdu shnei ha'anashim elu ha'edim. Lefnei Hashem elu ha'dayanim. To be eden she'yidu ha'edim lefnei ha'dayanim, v'lo she'yu ba'atzba dayanim. One person cannot wear two hats in the court case. The Torah describes two witnesses stand in front of God, which means stand in front of God's messengers, the judges. So the people standing in front cannot be standing in front of the people who they're supposed to be, right? That's why you can't wear two hats. That's what Tosfos says on Daf Tes Amud Aleph. The other related sugya that same Tosfos discusses, this is what Tosfos discusses there in Baba Basra Kufyud Gimel Kufyud Aleph, and here on Daf Tes, this sugya relates to when does an aid become an aid? When does an aid become an aid? Aid hameid, aid haroat. Right when I see something, am I a witness already? I am witnessing, to use an English word, but halachically am I an aid? What if I don't decide to come to court? Right. What about the case, right? The Gemara asked the rhetorical question there in Maseches Bava Basra, and earlier we had it back on Daf Tes. What if there are 100 people that witness a murder, and there happen to be two brothers among the witnesses? What, you're going to tell me, Nimsa Echad Karov Apostle, Edusan Batela? You have to throw all 100 out because there are two Krovim? No, if they don't come to court, so then you could say they're not witnesses yet. They're not a group yet. When are they called a kat? So that is the discussion of Tosfos there. And Tosfos quotes that it could be that Edim only become Edim A, maybe if they give Hasra, or B for sure, if they come to court. And if they don't come to court, Eid HaMeid, so then they wouldn't be Edim yet. That's what Tosfos says, Venir Elari. The Mishum Dinis Kavnu Lahaid, just because they think about coming to court, Lo Amrina Nipsa Echad Beam Karva Pazli Dusa Batela. Elisha Hochinu Meidim Kulam of Ezdin. Avu Mishum Re'il Lahud, Shenis Kavnu Lahaid. You don't say this. Called Gittin. Shenosu Nosam. If they krovan upsulim, upsulim. If miskavin lachad v'chulu. Tosa says there's a difference between an aid that witnesses and an aid that has that actually comes to court, has kavanah to come to court, and that relates to this sugya of when do we say aid nasa dayin? If they already decide to be witnesses, then we would say aid nasa dayin. Related to that is also the important sheet of the Ritva. The Ritva Kiddushin, where the Gemara says there, Kiddushin Mem Gimel, that one does not need yichud edim. I do not have to say, you are my witnesses. The Gemara has, again, a rhetorical statement on Daf Mem Gimel there in Kiddushin, as if to say, what, you need yichud edim? And the Gemara accepts that, to say that you don't need yichud edim. Right, Hachanami, you're going to tell me that if the language from the Gemara there, Elamayata kidesh isha b'fnei shnayim, v'lo amar lehu atem edai, Hachanami de lo havi kiddushin, of course it's a kiddushin, even if you don't have yichud edim, atem edai. So the Ritva there has the crucial comment, where the Ritva says, when do you say that you don't need atem edai, and they're automatically, so that's where says the Ritva, the Gemara is talking about Kiddushin, limited to Kiddushin. If a person gets married in front of two witnesses, he does not have to say, you are my witnesses. But then the Ritva adds, Umihu, Kalhecha Sheyesh Bosomamar Ksherim Upsulam Okrovim, but if witnessing the Kiddushin are family relatives, which hopefully there are. By every wedding, there are fathers and mothers and brothers, everybody under the chuppah witnessing, says the Ritva, then you would need a kiddushin. Tzorach liyachid a kiddushin. Why? Doesn't the Gemara say that we just quoted, the Gemara Daf Tes, don't you have to come to court to be a witness? And if you don't come to court, you don't say nimsa echad karov apostle? So why should you say these the father and the brother under the chuppah cause problems? Says the Ritva, that's only by Ede birur, by edim that are there levarer hadavar, to come to court. But what we might call ede kium, edim that are there not just to testify afterwards, but in order to help create the event. Right? We know a marriage, if a marriage does not take place in front of edim, it did not happen. Even if there's a video. Right? It does not matter. If there are no two witnesses there, if there aren't two witnesses there, then the marriage is not a marriage. So what do you see from there? The edim are just there, levarer afterwards. But they're there to testify right now about what's happening. Aval hacha, the Ritva's lashon. Bekidushin, ein ha'edus ba'al la'ameis hadavar bilvad, el afilu yadina dahachi kushtu demil sechakidsha. Even if we have a video, we know for sure that the act of kiddushin took place, einim kudesh is below edus. The ein l'kiddushin kiyum below edus. V'gzeres ha'kasavu. And because of that, you become a witness when you witness. Because it's all about the witnessing, not about the testifying afterwards. V'kiva d'kein sh'as maisu hu sh'as edusan. V'kiva d'ikat sirif psula edus imayin. Edus kulan b'tela. Dumya d'ba'alma k'she sirif psula edus k'shevon l'hoid. V'bezdin sh'edus kulan b'tela. That's the chiddush of the Ritva. When it comes to edi kiyum, there, the psulim kick in right away because you are an aid right away, and that's why you need aid de yuchad. The Shulchan Aruch does not quote the Ritva, the Achronim quote the Ritva. And that's why the Minhag Olam in many places is for the Masada Kedushin to say to the Chassan, are these your witnesses? Are you appointing each? Sometimes the Masada Kedushin makes the Chassan say it. Rav Salvechik used the Lashna to the exclusion of everyone else here. All different levels of yuchad aidim, but it is all based on that Ritva in Kedushin on Daf Mem Gimel. Okay, there's a lot more here, but let's continue. Says the Gemara, Dina Nefashis, Dana Bayom, Vechulu. The next line of the Mishnah had said, Dinei Nefashos, the din is by day, and the, as we know, Dinei Nefashos is even, Dinei Mamonis is, just read the Lashon, back on Daf Lamed Beis, Dinei Mamonis, Gomrin, Bo Bayom, Bein L'Schus, Bein L'Chova, Dinei Nefashos, Gomrin, Bo Bayom, L'Schus, Bayom, Shalakba, L'Chova. So we have the two Chilukim. Mamonis is Din Bayom, and Gomrin, Balayla, Nefashos, the whole thing is by day. And the next one we'll get to is Mamonis, you can even finish that same day. And Nefashos has to, you have to wait at least a day. So says the Gemara, Minani Mili, how do I know that the Dinei Mamonis is by day? Amr, of Sime Barchi, Amar Kra, the Pasik by in Bamidbar, Vahoka, Osam Lashem, Neged Hashemesh, where those who violated Baal Pa'or, they were hung after they were stoned, they were hung Neged Hashemesh, they were hung Neged Hashemesh, that means during the day, and therefore, and the Meiri adds in, if their carrying out of the din was by day, so then it must be that the din was by day, because you wouldn't have had a day in between, because that would have been Inui Hadin, that would have been delaying the din, which you can't have, and that's how you know that Dinei Nefashos has to be all by Yom, not by Laila. Amar Rav Chisda Minayin L'Hokashi Tliya, how do you know the word Hoka, that there means Tliya hanging, Dechsiv, because the Pasuk in Shmuel, Volkanim Lashem B'Givat Shaul, Bechir Hashem. They were hung in Givat Shaul, Bechir Hashem, Shaul, who was the Bechir Hashem. Vixiv, what was that story by? That was the tragic story, Shmuel Beis, in Parachaf Aleph, where there was a terrible famine in the land. Remember, he robbed Baaretz, but he robbed, he made David towards the end of it's recorded in the Navi at the end of David's life. There's a question exactly when it happened, but he robbed, he made David shalosh shanim, shana achrei shana, v'yivaki shavet es p'nei Hashem, David asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why is there such a famine? V'yomer Hashem el Shaul ve'el beis hadamim, al asher hemes es ha-givonim, because of what Shaul did to the Givonim. What did Shaul do to the Givonim? We have nothing recorded about Shaul doing to the Givonim. So Chazal tell us that really David massacred Shaul, massacred Nov Ir HaKohanim. Shaul and Doeg massacred Nov Ir HaKohanim, and they supported the Givonim. The Givonim worked for them, but once the city was massacred, the Givonim had no support, no pranasa, so the Givonim had trouble staying alive. So indirectly, Shaul did something to the Givonim. By Yikra Melech LeGivonim, and that's Hashem says that is the reason for the famine. Again, there's a lot more there. Feel free to listen to the Navi Shirim there in Shmuel Beis in Perek Chaf Aleph. But that's what the Rashi quotes there from the Talmud Yerushalmi in Shmuel Beis Perek Chaf Aleph. So what happens there? David goes to the Givonim. He wants to get rid of this famine. The Givonim say, yes, we will forgive as long as we get sons of Shaul to be killed. And David's like, what? He's like, that's what we say. We don't want money. We don't want anything. We want revenge. But Yomar Lo HaGivonim, and again, part of this is not obviously just the Givonim, but it is Novir HaKohanim also. We don't want money. You tell Lanu Shiva Anashim Ibanav. Give us seven of his sons. And that's the pasuk. V'hokanam Hashem. And we will hang them. V'givat Shaul b'chir Hashem. V'yomer Melech, David didn't have a choice. Ani Atein. And he gave seven of Shaul's descendants. V'ksiv. And then now the pasuk continues. And that was all during the day. V'tigach Ritzpah Basaya Es Hasak. And while they were hanging there, Rachmanu Litzlan, for months, Ritzpah Basaya covered them. And she covered them so that the bodies wouldn't be subject to the elements, or Rachmanu Litzlan, to animals, until eventually, months later, she was able to take them down and give them kfuras Yisrael. Rashi also quotes, what about the Isra of Losolin Nivlaso? The Gemara says in Yevamis, right, it was somewhat of a Kiddush Hashem that people saw that even royalty is subject to Schar Va'onesh if they do the wrong thing. Good. Again, a difficult story. Obviously, we have to assume that the children of Shaul took part in it, and it wasn't just the chait of Shaul. Just by the way, also, when David HaMelech, part of that story, the Gemara in Yevamis Ayin Tes, where David HaMelech, obviously, is very upset when the story occurs, that's where he says, the simanim of every Jew are Rachmanim, Baishanim, Vegom Lechasadim. The three simanim of every Jew, after the story, he says the Givonim don't have these midos. Right? And that's why, that's where David HaMelech made that, and the Gemara makes that statement about the midos of every of every Jew. Good. Viksiv, Vayomar Hashem El. So that's the source that the word hoka means hanging, and that took place in the first pasuk Negad Hashemesh, and that's how you know that Din Nefashis is Bayom. Ksiv, continuing next line. Vayomar Hashem El Moshe Kach Es Kol Rashi Ha'am. Take all the Rashi Ha'am after Baal Pa'or. Im Ha'am Chatu, Rashi Amach Chatu. What do you mean the Am was Chote? What do you mean take the Rashi Ha'am? Why the heads of the Am? Right, and even if you want to say that they're responsible because they didn't protest, one is not Chayiv Misa for not protesting. Maybe Misa B'dei Shamayim, but not Misa B'dei Adam, and here they're going to Misa B'dei Adam. Says the Me'iri here, right? You have to say that there must be something deeper here and not taking the Pasuk literally. That's what the Me'iri says here. Afalpi shekol sheyesh biyado limchos v'lo micha. Even if somebody has the ability to protest his friend doing an aveira and he doesn't, ne'anash b'dinei shamayim b'dinei adam eino ne'anash im kein. So what does it mean that he took the Rashi Ha'am? That's the background to this line. So im rash el ha'am chatu Rashi Ha'am chatu amar v'yuda marav amar lo hakadosh baruch hu lemoshe chalek lahem batei dinim. Split them up, make a lot of batei dinim to judge the people. My time, what do you need a lot of batei dinim for? For the Baal Pa'or Avera. My time, ilema mishum de'ein darnishtayim b'yom echad. Is it because one bezdin cannot do dinim nefashis two one day? So Avam Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda says, no, lo shenu ela b'shtei misos. That's only two different misos they cannot do on the same day. Because they have to focus on each one, they have to try to come up with a schus for each one, and they can be too hasty if they do two on the same day. But if it's the same Misa and the same Chait, it's the same exact situation, then they can, Rav Chizda says. So why did Moshe Rabbeinu have to make so many batei dinim? Ela kadesha yashav charanach b'Yisrael. In order to, as quickly as possible, stop Hashem's anger. Why? Rashi and the Yad Ramah. Rashi. Kedemucha krava yashav charanach k'shakadosh baruch hu ro'eh shakula masukim b'davar u'mekana l'chvodo. Rashi says, when Hashem sees so many Jews involved in his getting his covet back, Kvod Hashem, getting rid of the Baalei Pa'or, who were so symbolically disgusting, acting against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu then, his anger is lifted. The Yad Ramah has a little different shot. He says, the mitzvah of Yata Rabbi Kerbecha, so the sooner we get rid of those who are symbolized Ra, so then the sooner we can assume that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's anger subsides. Okay. So that was all the chiluk of Bayom and Balayla. Tini Mamanis is Bayom, Bagomer, Balayla. Nefashis is only Bayom, as we just described. The next line that we read was, Dini Mamanis could be started and finished on the same day. While Dini Mamanis, Dini Nefashis, has to have at least one day over. Says the Gemara. Dini Mamanis done Gomri and Bo Bayom. Bechulu minan imili. How do we know that Dini Mamanis could be finished on that same day? And how do we know Dini Nefashis, you have to wait? Because the pasuk says in Yishayahu Perek Aleph, in the Haftarah for Shabbos Chazon, when we're describing the Churban Beis HaMikdash, Amakra, Mileasi Mishpat. Rashi explains this pasuk. Mileasi, Yerushalayim used to be full of Mishpat. Tzedek Yalin Ba. And Tzedek was Yalin. Yalin is a lashon of Lina of overnight. Meaning they stayed overnight before they did Dinei Nefashis. V'yata now, Maratzchem, they're just murderers. Meaning they even the Batei Dinim, they don't wait, they just kill people quickly, and that is a remez to Dinei Nefashis requiring to be overnight. V'rava Amar Mehacha, Ashru Chamotz. One shall relieve the one that is oppressed. Ashru Dayan Shemechametz Es Dino. Praises the Dayan that literally makes Chametz, meaning you wait. Mechametz Es Dino. Two different days from Sukkim in Yeshayahu. V'idach Ashru Chamotz v'lo Chametz. What does the first opinion do with Ashru Chamotz? Ashru Chamotz, help out the Chamotz, the Nigzal v'lo Chametz, and not the one that the Gazlan. What does that mean? Right, the Rashi quotes from the Gemara later in Baba Kama. Let's say Reuven comes to court and says, Shimon, you owe me money, and you stole from me. And Shimon says, you're right, I have your money, but it's because you owe me something too, and you never paid me back this other loan. The Gemara says, first deal with case A, then deal with case B. That's Ashru Chamotz, first deal with the case of an exile, and then deal with the other guy still owes him money. V'idach, hi Malayasi Mishpat Mayavilei, and what does the first, second opinion do with Malayasi Mishpat? Kidre Rabbi Lazar, Dom Rabbi Yitzchak, Dom Rabbi Lazar, Kidar Blazar Amar Bishak. Damar Blazar Amar Bishak. Kal Tainas. Shimalina Boasat Staka. Ki'ilu Shofef Damim. Any fast day that one collected staka and one did not give it out to the aniyim right after the fast day, it's Ki'ilu Shofef Damim. Shine'amar Malayasi Mishpat Tzedek Vigomer Yolinba. Right? It says Malayasi Mishpat and Phil Tzedek Yolinba. Right? If it's Yolin, Atamaratzchim. Right, so one has to give out the staka right away. Right, the Gemara says in Brachas, if you remember, the Igra de Ta'anisa, the tschar for a fast day, the deep connection of a fast day is the staka that's collected in the Aniyim. The Aniyim are looking forward. Right, Rashi quotes a neyem nesuos, like the lashon by the Megillah and Matanas Levyonim. Right, that's what we know when you split up whatever the Megillah is, Matanas Levyonim on the same day, like a Nepur Meshulash. Purim Shulash, when Shushan Purim falls out on Shabbos, we split it up, 2-2-2. Friday is the Megillah and Matanas Levyonim. And Shabbos is Al Hanisim and the laning for Purim, and Sunday is Mishloach Manos and the Su'uda. So it's split up, 2-2-2. Why does Matanas Levyonim go with the Su'uda? Because they name Nesuos. The Aniyim are always have their eyes. They hear the Megillah, they're expecting the Tzedakah. So here too, right after the fast day, the Aniyim are expecting, so if you don't give it out, so then that's Ki'ilu Shofech Damim. V'hanimili Berifta V'tamre, and this only applies where there is ready-made food that you give out on Motzoi the Tainus. That's where it's Ki'ilu Shofech Damim. Abol Bezuzei V'chi V'sari Leslan Ba. But if it's money, wheat, or barley, Leslan Ba, so then that is not considered Ki'ilu Shofech Damim. You should give it out, but it's not Ki'ilu Shofech Damim, because even the Aniyim are going to have to take it to bring, and therefore it doesn't have the same severity. This Gemara reminds us of one or two other Gemaras too. Number one, the difference between giving actual money versus giving food that is prepared. Remember the story of Maseches Ksubis, Mar Ukva and his wife, where they run, they give the tzedakah anonymously, and eventually they run away, they jump into the oven, and Mar Ukva's feet are being burned, and not his wife's. So that's the, Mar Ukva jumps on his wife's feet, and it doesn't burn, and he's very upset afterwards. Right? Why is it that your feet aren't being burned? She says, because I give food that is actually prepared, and you give money, so it's a little harder for the aniyim. Chilik number one. The other Gemara that this might relate to is Ki'ilu Shofech Damim, various Gemaras throughout Shas, which are Ki'ilu Shofech Damim, right? Not just Tainus. Tainus, Shemelina Bosat Stock, Ki'ilu Shofech Damim, right? We have Kol Mavayish Pei Chaver Barabim, Ki'ilu Shofech Damim, or other types of Ki'ilu Shofech Damim. Maybe we'll get to that in Shemanama Beis, where it comes up again. Okay. Weiter, lefichach, because dinei nefashis has to be overnight. That is why the Mishnah said you cannot judge dinei nefashis on a Friday or on Erev Yantif. Lefichach eidanin v'chulu. So why is that? My time, let's explain, says the Gemara. Why can't dinei nefashis be judged on a Friday? We should delo efshar, because you're going to run into a problem. You're going to be stuck. Heichi levin, what are you going to do? Ledine, there are three steps. Right, there's the judging, there's the gemar din, and there's the carrying out of the din. Right, three stages: discussion, gemar din, and carrying out of the punishment. So ladaini b'mali shapsa v'ligmeri dini l'mali shapsa, to judge on Friday and to have the gemar din on Friday, and then you're gonna carry out the din on Friday. That's not allowed. Dilma chazu tam l'chova. Maybe the person will be guilty uboy l'mevin alanas adin, and you're gonna have to delay. You're going to have to not finish the din on Friday. So the Gemara says, okay, so ladani mali shapsa, v'ligmei b'shapsa. So what's wrong? Judge him on Friday and have the Gemara din on Shabbos. V'ligtelei b'shapsa, and then kill him on Shabbos. The Gemara says, you can't do that. That's an issa daraisa. Ein ritzicha dochas haShabbos. Murder, even if it's a murder, l'shem mitzvah. Even if it's the mitzvah of uvi'arta arayi kerbecha, ritzicha is not dochas haShabbos. Let's just continue the line and then we'll come back to that. Tosis talks about that line, but let's continue first. What are the other possibilities? V'liktele lorita. So why don't you kill him Mosei Shabbos? No, negar Hashemesh be'inon. It's got to be that day. V'ligmer ledine b'Shabbos, v'liktele b'chab b'Shabbos. Okay, do gemar din on Shabbos and kill him on Sunday. No, nimsa atam ma'ane es dino. Then you are delaying inui hadin. You are torturing him even more by having it delayed. Right? It's not that he's delaying because he's going to try to appeal. No, it's just that you can't kill him yet, so that's ini adin, which is not allowed. We'll get to the svar for that. Nidaini b'mayli shabso v'digrei b'chab shabso, so why don't you just judge him on Friday and finish the din, skip Shabbos, have the gemara din on Sunday, minchu tamayu. You know, they might forget exactly what they said on Friday. Right? You need the hemshech. They're going to forget? And even if you want to say that the scribes in the court write down everything that is said, even if you write down what they said, the heart of a person is in their heart, meaning it's a different feeling. And even if you, I said that, you're not going to be in the zone of that I was in on Friday. If there's a hefsik, that's going to ruin everything. Hilkach lo efshar. So that is why there's no possibility of starting to do a dinin nefashos case on Friday, because none of the possibilities work. You can't finish it all that day. You can't do anything on first Shabbos, and you can't delay it till Sunday. So that's why you can't start dinin nefashos. Just wait to start until Sunday. Okay, what can we talk about here? So first, let's start with Tosus. Tosus says, Ligmar Ladaini Bishabsa. Just do the Gemar Din on Shabbos. Do the Gemar Din on Shabbos. So once, and we get into the Isuri Daraisa. Ask Tosus, what about the Isur Darabanan of Ein Dunin, the Mishnah in Beitza? Avagav Din on Perak Mashilin. Eloi Mishab Shvus, Lo Dunin. Even though it says you can't do a Din on Shabbos. So what's the Gemara's possibility of having the Gemara Din on Shabbos? Hainodafka Dine Mominis. Why can't you do din on Shabbos? It's gezeira d'rabbanan. You might come to write it. Might come to record. Aval din nefashos ein lasar mitam zeh. But din nefashos, there's no reason. That reason to asrin midrabbanan is not going to lie. Shekvar kaso me'esvol divrei mezaka divrei mechayven. All your writing was done yesterday. So therefore, the chash of Shema Yichtov doesn't apply. So the only issue we're talking about is in the world of Daraisa, not in the world of the Rabbanan. But then Tosfos asks in the next Tosfos, so what exactly is the Chilul Shabbos that's occurring? What's the Chilul Shabbos of a Maisa Bezen, of Bezen putting somebody to death? So there's a malcha called Shochet, that's true. But isn't this Shochet, we might call this Mekalkel? Right, we know one of the rules that come out of Melechas Machsheves, that it has to be, Melechas Shabbos, it has to be thought out, perfect, exact, expert work, based on the Unkelis. In Parshas Vayakel, Melechas Umanvan, so it comes out, it has to be Melacha Hatzricha Lagufa, it has to be Hamiskaven, it can't be Makalkel, Misasek, Shinui, Groma, all of those possibly are come from Melechas Machsheves. So isn't this Makalkel, doing something in a destructive manner which bangs it down to a Drabanan, and sometimes even Mutter? Say as Tosfos, Bisrei Fanicha. For the malachas, the chi of sreifa, if that's the Mises Bazdid, that's okay, because you are heating up the lead that, right, we know sreifa is not burning, it's pouring lead down one's throat, as we'll see later on, so burning that lead, that's creating something useful, and therefore that's constructive. And what about the shayach chayv Mises Bazdid? Says Tosfos, it's chashav tikkun, it's betakein, why? The yesh lo kapara. Amazing line in Tosfos. A person receives atonement through the Chayvei Mises Bezdin. And therefore, that is why it is called a tikkun. It is not just a stam mekalkel. Right? Tikkun gavra, that receives a kapara. Right? That's what we're going to have later on Daf Samach Gimel. We're going to have the halacha of molech. By molech, we know the Torah says if somebody gives their children to molech, they're chayiv misa. And the Gemara has a very unusual drasha. Only if you give some of your children to molech. If you give all your kids to molech, you're pater. Ask all the achronim. But if you give all your kids, even worse. Says the Smag, one of the Rishonim, says the Smag, you know why? Because if you give all your kids to Moloch, you're beyond. Right? Misa is not going to help you. You're not going to achieve the kapara. Right? Because Misa is a kapara, as Tosfos says here. And therefore, that's the tikkun on Shabbos. But it's not just Misa. The Rambam quotes this halacha of, and we mentioned this at the beginning of the parak also, by Malkus also. Bez is not allowed to give somebody Malkus on Shabbos. And the way that it's formulated by the Rambam is onshim. It's a din of not Misa, Chilul Shabbos per se, but it's a din of inflicting an onesh. The Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, Chaf Dalet Zayin, the Rambam's Lashon is Ein onshin b'Shabbos. Aval b'sheh ha'onesh mitzvah saseh Ein adoch ha'Shabbos. Even though it's mitzvah saseh adoch, as we'll see soon. Bez Hashem. Ketzad. Harish eschai bebez din Malkus. O Misa. We know that's this pasuk in Vayakel. So Asar LeBezdin Shelo Yitzruhu B'Shabbos V'Yishes Chayav Sreifa V'Hu Adin L'Shar Onshin. That's the Rambam, and that's what the Minchas Chinuch had the question in Vayakel. Even if it's just the base, if the Isser is just about Chilul Shabbos, then what do you need a separate Losaseh for? Lo svar eish b'chomash v'osechem is counted separately. It's just included in Lo sasek ha-malacha. This pasuk is megaleh that even bezin can't be mechal Shabbos. So he leaves it b'tzarachi and why it's separate. Or if Soloveitchik had this suggestion or just even the question, if it's a din of onshin, let me ask you this question. Not just Misa, not just Malkus. What about dine knasos? Could Bezdin inflict a knas on Shabbos, fine somebody on Shabbos? So again, if it's just about money, money is muksa. It's just a din d'rabbanan. Is there a violation de oraisa of being ma'anish on Shabbos? Is a knas an onesh? So maybe it's a fascinating suggestion. Maybe an onesh, that would be an issa de oraisa of bezing ma'anish on Shabbos. Just one other related ha'ara, the Rama. The Rama writes in Shin Lamed Tes. The Rama writes in Shin Lamed Tes, Sif Dalid, interesting Rama. On the Shulchan Aruch, that you're not allowed to be done on Shabbos, says the Rama. Aser litvos ulahachnis lebeis hasohar. Mishnas chayeves aonesh kadesh lo yivrach. The Rama says you can't put somebody in jail on Shabbos. V'kol shekein she'aser la'al koso davi b'chal din. The Rama quotes that. Cannot put somebody in jail, right? Why? Because that's part of onesh. That's part of din. And even if he says kadesh lo yivrach. And he continues, but again, that's also related. The knas question, putting somebody in jail, right, that's interesting discussions of that, right? The Sharm Sayyid Balachi here talks about. So what happened with the Mekoshesh? Doesn't it say that they blocked him up before they figured out exactly which misa to give? Sounds like that was on Shabbos. Okay. And one final point, and then we'll continue. Inui Hadin. Right, what's the kazm of Inui Hadin? We haven't had that yet, in a serious way. Nimsa atam ma'ane es dino. Inui Hadin, the simple understanding is, it's based on Vi'atzel Recha Kamoch. Right, if somebody has a chiyuv to be killed, it doesn't mean that you're allowed to torture them beforehand and delay it in order for them to psychologically feel even more pain. The Margolius Hayam has another suggestion, though. It's not just based on Inui Hadin. You know why? Because the Gemara says it also applies to Ashar HaNiskal. Ashar HaNiskal isn't having such trepidation, you know, about, oh my gosh, I can't believe this is going to happen tomorrow. Right, the Ashar doesn't know what's going on. No, it's just part of the halacha, a formal halacha that you're not allowed to delay. Shihuye mitzvah lo mashhinan. You're not allowed to delay. Inu yadin mishum matzinu. He says, babakam etzadi alef, gabi shara niskal. Keep it the gamar din l'ktala lo mashhinan le. So it has to be something more than just the psychological pain, but it has to also do with just the din of doing it quickly. Okay. Amalei Reish Lakesh Rabbi Yochanan, new sugya. Reish Lakesh says to Rabbi Yochanan, we're going to have, along the way in this discussion, we're going to have a couple of kalvachomers. Along the way, it's going to be brought up that maybe Bezdin should be able to kill somebody on Shabbos. That's why this Gemara is here. Because we're going to have, in the middle of the sugya, maybe there should be a kalvachomer that Bezdin can kill somebody on Shabbos. So here we go. Amalei Reish Lakesh Rabbi Yochanan. To take furas hameis docha Shabbos, meis mitzvah docha Shabbos be kalvachomer. We should say that burying a mace mitzvah, which includes certain malachos, right, digging is the malach of Choresh, right, that burying a mace mitzvah should be docha Shabbos. Mikavachomer, what's the kavachomer? Uma avoda shedocha Shabbos. Kfuras mace mitzvah docha osa avoda. Bring in certain avoda, the carbon tamid. There are avodas that are take place by the carbon of sibur. Avoda is docha Shabbos. And burying a mace mitzvah is docha avoda. We know if a Kohen is about to do the Avodah and he comes upon a Meis Mitzvah, he has to not do the Avodah, he has to bury the Meis Mitzvah. Kid Netanya, where do we know that from? As follows. It says by a Nazir, right, he's not allowed to be Matami himself or his family members. Matam Alamar and Rashi goes through the whole exact Rasha, but it's only a family member, but not for a Meis Mitzvah. Rashi quotes, even if he's the Kohen Gadol and a Nazir, a person is going to shecht his carbon Pesach, or to give Mila to his son. Vishama Shamais Lomais, and he hears that his relative died, the Nazir Kohen Gadol, Yachol Yitameh, you might think he becomes Tameh for his relative, Amar to Lo Yitameh, he cannot. Yachol Kishim Sheina Matameh Lachoso, Kachin Matameh Lomais Mitzvah, you might think just like he cannot be Matami himself for his family members, he could also not be Matami himself for a Meis Mitzvah, Tama Lomar, Vila Achoso. That's an extra word, as is discussed in Rashi, La Achoso, Udena Matameh, Ava Matameh Lomais Mitzvah. That's all parenthetical. That teaches me that Meis Mitzvah is Doche Avoda. So now the Gemara says, if Meis Mitzvah is Doche Avoda, and Avoda is Doche Shabbos, then obviously Meis Mitzvah should be Docha Shabbos. If A beats B and B beats C, so A should beat C. So Shabbos shenitches b'pnei ha'avoda, Shabbos, which loses to avoda, so to speak, ain't no dinji. The first Meis Mitzvah Docha Osa. Again, to make it straight, Meis Mitzvah is Docha Avoda. Avoda is Docha Shabbos. So Meis Mitzvah should be Docha Shabbos. That's the Kasha. Amar Lei, so says the Gemara back, says Rabbi Yochanan, back to his brother-in-law and his student, Reish Lakish, Ritzicha Tochiach. No, Bezdin, putting somebody to death, will prove this. Misa's Bezdin, right? That what? Shedoches Avoda, Veinodoches HaShabbos. Misa's Bezdin, if a Kohen's about to do the Avoda, and it was a murderer, and Bezdin goes and takes him away from doing the Avoda, a Kohen Rotzeach does not do the Avoda. So Misa's Bezdin beats Avoda, so to speak. But Misa's Bezdin doesn't beat Shabbos. Even though Avoda beats Shabbos, that undermines the Kal Vachomer. I have a model for you. I have an example of something that could beat Avoda, but does not beat Shabbos. So therefore, don't make the Kal Vachomer from Meis Mitzvah. So the Gemara says, okay. So here's where it relates to our sugya. Ritzicha gufa titches a Shabbos y Kal Vachomer. So why don't you say Bezdin could put somebody to death based on a Kal Vachomer? Ritzicha gufa. If Avoda would beat Shabbos, but Misa's Bezdin beats Avoda, as we just said, if a Kohen is about to do the Avoda, Bezdin comes along to the Beis HaMikdash and takes him away. From the Mizbeach, Tikochenu Lamus, right? Even if a Kohen tries to get protection on the Mizbeach, take him away to kill him. If he's a murderer, Bezdin takes him. So again, Misa's Bezdin beats Avoda. And Avoda beat Shabbos. So why don't we say Misa's Bezdin beat Shabbos? So Shabbos, Shinilches, Bebrei Avoda, Eno Dinjit, Ritzicha Doche Osa. That's the Kasha. We have a Kal Vachomer that Bezdin should be able to put people to death on Shabbos. If you remember, the Gemara elsewhere discusses that this idea of Me'im Mizbechi, Bezdin takes somebody, right? The Mizbeach is Kolei, does give protection, but not to murderers, B'mezen. Remember the Gemara in Makkos discusses this. I'll give it to you from the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Rotzeach, Perek Hei, Halacha Yud Beis, HaMizbeach Kolet, right? Based on the Mishnah, the Gemara in Makkos, Daf Yud Beis. The Mizbeach can give protection like an ear miklat. HaMizbeach Kolet. Shari Namar Bahoreg Bizadon. If somebody kills on purpose, Me'im Mizbechi Tikachen Elamus. Our context. Michlal Shareg Bishgaga Eino Nerag B'Mizbeach. But if somebody killed B'Shogaga, then let's say he's a Kohen and he sees the Goel Adam coming. He can't get to the Ir Miklat. Let him run to the Mizbeach. Lefichach Ahorid Bishgaga V'Kalt the Mizbeach V'Hargosham Goel Adam Harez Nerag Alav. The Goel Adam is Chayim Misa. Shaha Kemi Shaharga B'Toch Ir Miklato. As if he went in. And that's what, if you remember, the Gemara says that Yoav went to the Mizbeach when Shlomo was going to kill him, and he made a couple of mistakes. He thought even B'mezid, right? Even me, Yoav killed B'mezid, a couple of people, right? Not B'shogeg. That was his mistake, right? It says Vayonas Yoav Oel Hashem Vayachazek B'Karnos Mizbeach. Tosh Eino Kol Eidal Gago V'Utafas B'Karnos. Tosh Eino Kol Eidal Mizbeach Beis Olamim V'Utafas B'Mizbeach Bama. Right, and also Shogeg Amazin. Okay, so that was the Makkos Daf Yud Beis had that discussion. But either way, the Gemara here goes through, maybe you should have a Kal Vachomer that there should be Misa's Bezdin on Shabbos. So the Gemara answers, okay, it's a good Kal Vachomer, but you know what? There's a Pasuk that says otherwise. And if the Pasuk says otherwise, the Pasuk beats the Kal Vachomer. Amar Rava Kfar Paska, Tana Devei Rabbi Yishmael, the Tana Devei Rabbi Yishmael, Lo Savaru Eish, B'chol Moshe Moseicha. You're not allowed to light a fire. So Matam Alomar, why does it say you're not allowed to light a fire? Already says that you're not allowed to do any Malacha. But there's a special Pasuk by fire, right? There are two Malachas that are singled out in the Torah. And the Gemara asked by each of them, why do you have to have them singled out? Hotzah is singled out. The Gemara talks about that in Masechah Shabbos. And here, Havara, Matam Alomar. So the Gemara says, Matam Alomar? What do you mean? We have a Machlokas elsewhere. Famous Machlokas. Ilu Reb Yossi Lolav Yatzas. Ilu Reb Nasa Lechalak Yatzas. We know, Rabbi Yossi tells me, you know why Eish is singled out? To lower, to minimize the Isser of Havara. If I light a fire at Shabbos, I am not Chayim Misa. It's only an Isser Lav, says Rabbi Yossi. And we say, L'chalek Yassas. Rabbi Nasa says, L'chalek Yassas. What does that mean? If I do 10 different malachas on Shabbos, I'm Chayim for each and every one. L'chalek. It says one by itself to teach me that each one stands by itself. L'chalek Yassas. Kidatanya, as the Brisa says, Havar lo lav Yassas, divir Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Nasa, I'm a L'chalek Yassas. Question mark. So what do you mean? What's Tana the Rabbi Yishmael asking? Why does it say Lo Savaru? We know. It's a machlokes, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Nasan. So Ella Amar Rava, no. Tana Moshe Vos Kashale. We're bothered by the last two words in the Pasuk. Lo Savaru Eish Bechol Moshe Voseichem. Moshe Vos Matam Alomar. Why does it say that last word? Michdi. Shabbos Chobas Agufi. Shabbos is not connected to the land. It's a Chobas Aguf. And Chovas Aguf applies in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz La'aretz. Yes, there might be an element of every mitzvah that is unique to Eretz Yisrael, as the Ramban and the Rashi, based on the Sifri in Parshas Ekev, right? Talk about Chumas and Mais, talk about Tefillin and Mezuzah, and the Ramban expands upon that in Parshas Achremos, that every mitzvah is unique in Eretz Yisrael. That's true, but halachically, Me'ikar Adin, every mitzvah that's Chovas Aguf applies everywhere in the world. So Moshe Vos Chazav Rechman Alamali. So why does the Torah have to go out of its way to say, keep Shabbos, Bechol Moshe Voseichem? Right? Mishum Rabbi Shmuel, Amar Taman Echad, because of the following. To teach me even in Bezdin. Shenemar Kiyeh Be'ish Chei Mishpat Maves V'humas. Right? If Bezdin is putting somebody to death, Shomei Ani, Bein Bechol Bein B'Shabbos. I might think that Bezdin put somebody to death even on Shabbos. V'harmani Mekai Mechalem Os Yumas. I wonder why I say there's an Isra of Chilo Shabbos. B'Shar Malachis, Chutz B'Misas Bezdin. That applies any time where you're not fulfilling a mitzvah. Right, by Mises Bezdin. Oh, Eno Elafi, let Mises Bezdin. Or shall I say, no, even Bezdin cannot put somebody to death. Umani Mekayim Vehumas, Bechol, Avalo B'Shabbos. Bezdin can only put people to death on a weekday, not on Shabbos. Oh, Eno Elafi, let B'Shabbos. So which is it? So Tama Lomar, Lo Savaru Eish, Bechol Mosh Voseichem. That's the Pasuk. Gula Halanu Omer, V'hayu Le'elo Lachem, L'chugas Mishpat, L'daro Seichem, Bechol Mosh Voseichem. So Ma Moshe Vos, Amr Lahalan Bezdin, just like Moshe Vos over there. Is referring to Bezdin. Af Moshavos Amar Kan Bezdin. So the Moshavos, the word Bechol Moshe Voseichem, but Lo Savaru Eish is referring to Bezdin. V'yamar Rachmana Lo Savaru Eish Bechol Moshe Voseichem. This is a special din d'oraisa that Bezdin is not allowed to put somebody to death when it falls out on Shabbos. Good. Tosfos here discusses in Shene Emar V'yim Tomar Yas Tosfos D'mar Ritzi. He said, start from the beginning. V'afilu Ein Sham Kohen Roy Lavod Es Avod Nidches. Even if he's the only Kohen around and he's a Rotzeach, then you take him, and the avoda is not done. What could you do? V'yim Tomar Yas Tosfos D'mar Shiritzicha Doches Avoda. Ask Tosfos, what's the whole havamid of the Gemara to use this as a kavah chomer that we said Ritzicha is Doche Avoda? It's not the Ritzicha is Doche Avoda, says Tosfos. La mishum the Ritzicha Doche Avoda, ela mishum the Gavra Lochazi. It's just that this person is no longer someone who could do the Avoda. It's not that it's a mice of Bezdin that wins out. No, Kedam Rina, we know from Gemara and Brachas. Kohen Sharek as a Nefesh Lisa Kappa. A Kohen who is a murderer cannot duchin, as the Pasuk says at the beginning of Yeshayo. And Kol Shegein Avoda, which is mamish, right, even more than Berchas Kohanim. So ask Tosfos, I don't understand the whole flow of the Gemara that this is a Kal V'Chomer. It's just that he is a Gavra Lo Chazi. Tosfos says, V'yesh Lomar, Dal Karche Chazi. No. It is a Kal V'Chomer. Talo Mecha La'avoda. He can't duchin, that's something else. That's a Chumra. But not doing the Avoda. If he would do the Avoda, it wouldn't be Mechalo the Avoda. So you see, it has to do with Misa's Bezdin killing and not the person himself. Tosfos says, another day, maybe Nesias Kavayim is different because that's trying to bring a bracha from Hashem and Ein Kategar Nasa Sanegar. This is a huge discussion in the Poskim that has come up in the past also. The Rama writes in Shulchan Aruch. The Rama writes in Kuf Chav Ches that a Kohen is a murderer, Rachman al-Itzlan, is not allowed to duchin. Right, that's where it comes up in Shulchan Aruch. Kuf Chav Ches Sif Lamed Hey. Kohen, the Shulchan Aruch says, Kohen Sharek as a Nefesh, Afilu B'Shogeg, Lo Yises Kapov. That's the Shulchan Aruch. Afilu Asa Tshuva, the Shulchan Aruch is the most chamor. Even if it's B'Shogeg, even if it's Asa Tshuva. V'yesh Omrim says the Rama, Dim Asa Tshuva, No Se Kapov. V'yesh Lahakel Al-Bali Tshuva, Shlo Nilo, Nilino Delas Bifnehem, V'hachi Nahog. Rama says, Im Asa Tshuva, the Minog is to allow it. But again, there are a number of big discussions that come up in the postgame, right? Rav Avadia has a Tshuva. Rachman al-Islam, there was a case where a Kohen was in a car accident, and somebody else in the other car was killed, right? So could he duchin? So he goes through the whole sugya, and the Rav Avadia is mechalik between shogeg and ones. He says the whole discussion is shogeg. If it was totally out of his control, so if somebody is driving in a crazy way, then that's something to talk about. Nira, ima nidot shalanu shakoina yinoig barechev agarm leimod nefesh b'Yisrael machma shenog b'mihiras b'frezes. He was going too fast. Obedech lo tzias l'tamer. He didn't listen to the rules of the traffic. So then shikagasa olazadam and ifsal alos l'duchin. That's a problem. Ein kategar nasas anegar. Right, and he talk quotes the Chuvas Arash about riding on a horse. But if it was totally not his fault, it was a total ones. Somebody ran into the street. Imlo aisa kol rashlanus mitzido shel nahag, or the other car's fault. Vinoa gets a mechonet bezirut karaui, ach baofan biltit safui kafat yelel urechov rachmona leslan vitgalgel raglei mechonet vidras lamus baofan chadavar hayabonis gamur. So then, you could definitely find room to be makel in this case. And that's what he says at the end. If it was his fault, then he's not allowed to, but if it was totally not his fault, they can. But then he quotes, Achenu Ashkenazim hayotzim biyad rama, as he writes this that many times, Mekilim bazem hayadavar bishkaga v'asa tshuva, even Shogeg, if he did tshuva, the Rama says, Aval anu kibalnu haras maran shulchan aruch, shepazak afilu harik nefesh b'shogeg v'asa tshuva, and he'll say kapav. So the Ashkenazim have it a little easier. V'chein ha'or alach alamaisa gedole rabbani svarit. But if it's an onis gamur, then it is okay. Good. Related to that also, the Shevet HaLevi has the... amazing that even the question was asked. We're speaking about murderers and Kohanim. What about a Kohen who always embarrasses other people in public? Right, we mentioned before, Ki'ilu Shofer Damim. So is he allowed a duchen? Unbelievable. Type of question. Ma'ishbech Haver Barabim or Motzi Shech Vazer Olavatala. Right, all the lines which the Gemara talks about Ki'ilu Shofer Damim. So he says, as we would have thought, that's Ki'ilu. You know, consider that Mamish, that's Ki'ilu, and therefore we wouldn't say that would be a problem of being Shofef Damim. Okay, we'll have to stop here, Beth Hashem. We will continue again, Beth Hashem. Next stop will be put up, and then after that we will have a few days from the last cycle. Again, today's shiur was sponsored by Refuah Shleima and Miriam Nechama Basara, and also Lili Nishmas, Menachem Yitzchak ben Yaakov Yisrael, on the yard site. The father of Henry Orlinsky, dedicated by Henry and Mindy Orlinsky. We thank families for the sponsorship. Okay, we'll stop here.